And again, we're all watching Wall Street to a certain degree to see what kind of an impact COVID-19 is having. And what has it been this past week, Jay?
Well, you know, we're coming off of, what, three losing weeks for the Dow. And this morning I'm tightening up my seatbelt just a bit because the Dow futures have been bouncing down between 500 and 600 points.
Wow.
So if the early indication and movement is anything we can look at for the day, it's going to be an interesting day for sure as we kick off a very busy and active trading week.
Yeah, and I guess the stock market is going to be at the mercy of COVID-19 until we get a cure. Or I'm just thinking when they do come up with a vaccine, I'm guessing the market will celebrate in a big way.
You know, it will, but then getting the vaccine is step one, and then distributing it is going to be the next step. And obviously that's going to take quite a bit of time. The airline industry is already working on a plan around the world to help basically airlift the vaccine to, you know, 7.8 billion people, if you will, around the world as a way to try to assist as quickly as possible. So there's a lot of dynamics at play here as everyone tries to have everything in order as much as possible. But Jack, you're exactly right. And when you throw in the fact that we are currently at a time when there's the uncertainty that's associated with an upcoming presidential election, which according to the stock market seems to be tightening just a bit now, we're looking at even more uncertainty. And then, of course, with the opening in the Supreme Court, that's doing nothing but adding even more uncertainty to the market as they are trying to figure out what, if anything, that the market can do as we move through this week and this month to come.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, everything going on right now with the election, with the Supreme Court seat to fill, potential political chaos. How chaotic could that be for the markets?
Well, Aaron, it could trip some super emotional trading decisions, if you will, and that's always what happens. And if you want to get an indication of how things are looking, look at the volatility index or the fear index. The symbol is VIX, if you want to follow it on big charts. It's not a stock, but it's an indicator that we use to see just how anxious or fearful, if you will, investors are for the next 30 days as far as how some of their positions are being placed for what is to come. And right now, the volatility continues to increase at a point where typically we see this prior to an election, a presidential election. But the real key here is we have all those other dynamics that Jack mentioned that are adding to that, that are only making it even more of a critical standpoint for investors as they try to figure out which way things are going to be going. Right now, there's a lot of questions, very few answers, and a great deal of speculation as we look to close out the month of September and roll our way into the last full month prior to the election.
Well, if you want information on how to go about day trading, he is our day trading expert, and Jay Ratliff is at daytradefun.com. It can be fun, apparently. At least Jay's having fun.
When you're up 450% like I am this year, it's a great deal of fun.
I bet it is. Hey, thank you, Jay. And we'll see you later this week.